The Winter Folly, written by Lulu Taylor, read by Julia Barry. Prologue. A strange, ghostly figure moved silently through the darkness, its white gown billowing out behind as it trod lightly along the stony path, never looking down, but drifting onwards as easily as though it were a sunny afternoon and not the dead of night. A large, cold white moon shone hard above, casting a chill light and making the inky night sky around it glow navy. Stars glittered like scattered ice, and beneath them the world had been leached of colour, leaving only gradations of grey and black. The figure skirted the lawns of the big house, where the grass was the colour of granite, and drifted past the walled kitchen garden. It went down the yew walk where the shadows were thick and huge hedges loomed on either side, then passed through the old wrought iron gates that never closed, the ones flanked by high pillars with stone owls sitting on top. It walked out onto the bridle path and on into the woods. There were hoots and flurries in the high branches of trees, and brushings and shakings in the undergrowth, the snapping of twigs and rustling of dead leaves. A pair of eyes flashed eerie green and yellow, and there was the dark outline of a fox. The woman in white went on, moving without haste, but with utter determination. She turned off the bridle path and into the thicker darkness of the woods, where the beams of the moon could not penetrate, then came out again into a clearing where a large dark form stood on the brow of a low hill, the ruins of an old tower that still reached high into the sky. The woman walked towards it, through its empty doorway and into the darkness beyond. She ascended the rickety broken staircase that wound upwards against the ruined walls, going slowly but surely, taking one careful step after another until she reached the highest point of the folly, where a few floorboards remained, blackened, sodden and slippery. The woman paused, and then walked slowly over what was left of the floor to where a missing wall had created a gaping hole in the side of the tower. She stood there, luminous in the dark, her white expressionless face turned outwards, gazing over the trees, her hand still clutching the sides of her nightgown, which lifted and billowed gently against the night sky. She seemed to stand there for an age. Then she turned her face up to the stars, her chin lifted, with something that was either defiance or surrender. She looked outwards again, her eyes blank. Slowly, deliberately, she took one step out into the void, and then plummeted, her nightgown fluttering like a flag, her hair spreading upwards. Her arms flew out, her fingers splayed, her mouth opened but no sound came out. Then she vanished, swallowed by the shadows at the base of the tower, and there was a hard thud and a crack, sharp as a whiplash. A deep and dreadful silence followed. Part 1. Chapter 1, 1969. Alexandra called out, "John! John, come back here!" John turned to glance at her, his eyes sparkling as he giggled. Then he carried on running, his fair hair bright against the dark foliage. He was fast, considering he was only 2 years old, and the excitement of the chase only made him dash on more quickly. She couldn't help smiling at his merry little face. His soft, plump cheeks, button nose and round blue eyes that were gradually changing to grey always softened her heart. All she wanted to do was pick him up and smother that sweet, peachy skin with kisses. But she ought to be stern with him if he was going to learn to obey her. "John, do as you're told," she said firmly. "Be a good boy for Mummy." She walked quickly after him, wishing she'd worn something sturdier than her smart square-toed buckle-fronted leather pumps.